on News Talk ZB.
6:21 from Milford Asset Management. Stephen Johnston, hello.
Hi, Andrew.
Riddle me this. Petrol costs in New Zealand have surged 50% recently, but the oil price has fallen 20% in the last week. So what the hell's happening?
Yes, we've seen an incredible amount of volatility in the oil price, and thankfully oil prices have recently cooled for a few reasons. Now, firstly, there's been a lot of speculation in oil markets heading on higher oil prices, and that positioning has been unwound as oil speculators are concerned about the recent surge in COVID cases in China and impact on oil demand, because China is a large consumer of oil. And secondly, you know, there's hope of a peaceful resolution in Ukraine, so less disruption risk to Russian oil supply. And finally, there were concerns in the oil markets that Russia couldn't find buyers for their oil, but it's been rerouted to India and China. And looking ahead, you know, there's still an incredible amount of uncertainty, and oil could be back at the highs in a short period of time, given the volatility. But coming back to New Zealand, the reduction in the fuel tax, you know, is a welcome measure, in my opinion, even if motivated by the polls, and does provide some immediate relief to the New Zealand consumer. And globally, we've seen a number of governments announce similar measures. But the thing is, it's only for 3 months, and it's really a drop in the ocean relative to the cost of living increase we've seen. It's not just fuel. You know, mortgage rates, food prices have soared. For example, wheat's up 50% year to date. And metals that go into all sorts of consumer products have surged as well. For example, nickel has gone bananas. It's up a whopping 130% year to date.
Yeah. Neon. Apparently Ukraine makes the most neon, and that's a major as well. And as you mentioned, Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, imported in the supply of these. So what sort of impacts are they going to have on global industries that use things like rare earths and metals and gases like neon?
Yeah, well, Russia's, as you said, you know, Russia's not just a heavyweight supplier of oil and gas, but it's also a key supplier of many metals, you know, such as nickel, where Russia's the largest exporter globally, and it's the second largest aluminium producer as well. And that's of particular importance to the car industry. And so-called green metals like nickel, lithium, copper, etc., that are key components in electric vehicle batteries, they've been on a hot streak. So, for example, you know, I mentioned the nickel price has been soaring, and it's been on a real roller coaster ride. And the London Metal Exchange was forced to suspend trading given the volatility. And on a side note, Andrew, in the US, they still have 5-cent coins called nickels. Mm. And the interesting point is that nickel coins are composed of 25% nickel and 75% copper. And at the current price for these commodities, the melt value, so if you melted the coins, is worth about 10 cents. Yeah. So when you think about it, Andrew, a nickel is turned into a dime.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, with all these effects on the rare earths, the green metals and the nickel and the batteries and the lithium, that's awkward because, you know, we've got the electric vehicles that are supposed to avoid the oil shocks, but they're going to have a price shock themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, it's worth pointing out that nickel, as I mentioned, yeah, it's recently become the favourite metal for car manufacturers, so they're substituting cobalt in the EV battery pack, as it can boost the battery's performance and extend the vehicle range, and that's obviously critical. And last year, Elon Musk had said that nickel is their biggest concern for scaling up their EV battery production. And he's certainly been proven right with the recent surge. And yes, Andrew, EV manufacturers are lifting prices. Yesterday, it was reported that Tesla has lifted the prices of its EVs by 3-5% in the US and China due to rising input costs like nickel, and more may follow. And to finish up, it's ironic to me, Andrew, that Europeans are trying to wean themselves off Russian oil and gas and shift from internal combustion cars to electric vehicles, but they may still need to rely on Russian nickel supply for their EV batteries in their cars.
Well, there's an even deeper irony, really, because the carbon used in the construction of metal and in the movement of all these ingredients that make up an electric car and the rubber, etc. In fact, for each car unit, you're probably not looking at very little reduction in total emission, except for what you burn and what you put in from the Bowser. Hey, Stephen, that was a really great analysis, and I thank you so much for your time. Stephen Johnston, who's from Milford Asset Management. And it is now 6:26.